Simon & Schuster Audio presents Path Lit by Lightning, The Life of Jim Thorpe. By David Marinus. Read by the author.
In memory of Alice Mayhew, the editor whose inimitable voice I still hear in my head, with the wisdom and vigor that kept me going through 12 and a half books. And also to the wondrous voices that herald a better future, grandchildren Heidi, Ava, Eliza, and Charlie. Preface. The late Reuben Snake, one-time chairman of the American Indian Movement and member of the Winnebago Nation, said that to be an Indian meant having every third person you meet tell you about his great-grandmother, who was a real Cherokee princess, and 9 out of 10 people tell you how great Jim Thorpe was. Thorpe, in that sense, was one of the few Native Americans of the 20th century whom people could cite and praise, even if they knew little else about the indigenous experience. From the moment I started telling acquaintances that I was writing a book about Thorpe, the reply was often some variation of, "Oh, I read a book about him in fourth grade." Many of those people were in fourth grade long before there was much effort to diversify school libraries. Thorpe was an archetype, a gifted athlete, and a stereotype, the romanticized noble Indian. He was a foundation story of American sports. As with most public figures of that sort, the man became shrouded in myth. As a biographer, I'm interested in both, the making of the man and the creation of the myth. Born in 1887 in the Indian Territory of what later became Oklahoma, Thorpe was the quintessential underdog who rose from nowhere to become the greatest athlete in the world, the natural who could do anything on the fields of play. He was an Olympic champion decathlete in track and field, a football All-American, a star pro and first president of what became the National Football League, and a Major League Baseball player, a seemingly indestructible force who ran like a wild horse thundering downhill, yet was also a graceful ballroom dancer and a gifted swimmer and ice skater. When people display such rare physical gifts, there's a tendency to lift them in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?